And keep in mind, guys, it's like last time our board was here, you know, Simon takes time out of his own schedule to come talk to us and some Torah. So let's just get on.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Alex, and what's your name, Steve? And everyone, the Talmidim, Yachad members, everyone who's here. Okay, so I see we're talking about the night of Seder, Pesach. And I think Pesach represents something that is probably the most important aspect of the human being. What makes a human being different than any other creature that exists in the world? We know, you know, the Kuzari speaks about what? There's the domeim, the inanimate object. There's the tzomeach, there's vegetation that grows. Right, there's the chai, the live, and then there's the medaber, someone who speaks. And then he speaks about Yisrael, being even higher. So the human being's categorization is the medaber, the speaker. That makes us different than all other creatures. And Pesach, and especially Leil Pesach, is the time that speaking is the paramount. He got it to Lebincha. It's about saying over to your son, saying over to your friend, telling over the tradition that we have through the vehicle of speech. Because we know that the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, is every night in the world when we of the year. You know, we remember in Kriya Shema that we went out of Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Lokechem, Asher Tzeisi Eschem. So the question that's raised is, so what's so special about the Pesach night? So Reb Chaim, the answer that is given is, but we do it with questions and answers, with speaking, as Reb Chaim explains. Because, and that represents the totality of a human being. That the totality of a human being is what? His ability to speak, his ability to communicate. And that's our whole religion, is based on the fact that we heard from our father or our Rebbe, who heard from his Rebbe. It's all about the Mesorah, the communicate, but all about speaking, all about communication. And that's something important. And the Ari HaKadosh, the great rabbi, the Ari HaKadosh says that, you know what the word Pesach means? Pesach is really two words combined together. You know what it is?
Pesach.
Pesach. What's your name?
Shimon.
Excellent. Pesach. The mouth speaks. Pesach. And that works very well, because it's Vigarat Ulabincha. It's about Sheila and Shuva. And that's the essence of the human being, which the human being is called what? The medaber. The human being is called the one who speaks. And that's the highlight of the Leil Seder. It is all through that communication, the oral communication that we have. And that's where, you know, they always talk about, how do we know that God exists? And how do we know this? And how do we know there was Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's all because the people who were there told their son, Yigarta Lebincha, Leben Bincha, etc. And it's all, and that's what the Yontav is about. And it says it, like you said, Shimon, Pesach, Pesach. The mouth speaks. Yigarta Lebincha. And that's the, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that before you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha, right? We make a bracha every morning on the Torah. What do we make? We make even more than one. For what bracha do we make every morning? Hashem bracha banim mikol ha'amim v'nasolano es torasa. But you know, there is a question: what if you didn't say the Torah? You're just thinking it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you just think the Torah, and you don't say it out, you don't have to make a bracha. The Vilna Gaon disagrees, but the Shulchan Aruch says you only have to make a bracha if what? If you say the Torah. Because the saying of the Torah, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes from one of the Achronim, is a Torah that could be transferred to someone else. If you're just thinking, it's only me, myself. But when you're saying, it's to somebody else. Even though you could be in the room and no one else be there, but the Torah that's audible is a Torah that could what? Create communication, could create bonds between people. And that's what Pesach is all about. And it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're just thinking Torah, what? No Birkas HaTorah. But you know what the Shulchan Aruch says? Say you want to wake up early in the morning and you want to write Divrei Torah. Also, you're not speaking. You write the Divrei Torah. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say there? You know what the Shulchan Aruch says? If you write the Divrei Torah, you have to what? Make a bracha. Because even though, what? You know, saying it, but it's also a communication vehicle. Because speech is communication vehicle, but that's also a type of communication as well. Yeah.
What aspects of Torah does this apply to? When it comes to learning or reading, saying a Divrei Torah.
Right. So when we say, so that's the same idea, but the Torah that you're thinking, even though that's also very important, but it's not the essence. The essence is that Torah when we speak, that we communicate, that we make bonds between people, because you have a relationship with somebody that comes through speaking to the person. And that's what our religion is all about. And that's Pesach is the foundation of all our beliefs. And it's all with this idea of the human being of the Pesach. Yeah.
Why do we have a couple might have to bench it?
That's a good question. But as opposed to what?
As opposed to we drink the wine before benching.
Right. But now, in other words, whenever we bench, that's like the that cuts off. Then we still have a new beginning after we bench. So now we got to get another cup. Another cup of wine. But I think, you know, Pesach is also a time of geula, redemption. And that's the Ozhava Rebbe writes that it's the geulas hadibur, because a person a lot of times, you know, wants to speak but doesn't know what to say, how to say it. And Pesach, the Ozhava Rebbe says, is the geulas hadibur, that we're liberating our dibur, because there was now we're able to praise Hashem, where we're not confined, we're not constricted, and that's a very important vehicle, because every individual has to be able to use his power of speech to communicate. You have to let people know if you like somebody, you should let them know. You should speak it out, you know. You don't just think, you know, you have a friend. You should tell him every once in a while, you know, I like you a lot. You know, so this way it creates relationships. You know, because speech is that vehicle that God's gift to the human being. He didn't give it to any other. He didn't give it to the animals. He didn't give it to the vegetation. Only to the human being. He gave that koach to bond together with through the koach hadibur. And that's why in Birkas HaTorah, for we every morning when we say Asher Bachar Bani Mikol HaAmim, we should have that in mind, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only being said about the Torah of speech, even though writing maybe is considered like speech, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes it's communicable to others. But that's the idea. The Maral writes that the speech is very unique, because we know that a human being is made up of two parts: the physical body that we have, right, our arms, our legs, and then it's made up of our neshama. That's the spiritual part of us that we can't see. It's in the neshama. And he says that, the Maral says, that dibur is the... So most things we do, we either do it with our physical part, or we can think with it, you know, with our feelings, that's not tangible, that's spiritual things. Speech is the one thing that is combines the physical with the spiritual. Because we have our vocal cords, right, which are something physical that makes a... But then the speech itself, you can't see it, you can't touch it. It's spiritual. So this is the essence of the human being, because the human being is that combination. And that's why the Maral says it defines the human being through having these two things. And, you know, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Tazria, the Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Achor v'kedem tzartani, which means Achor v'kedem. Achor means the last. Was man created the last or created the first? He was created on the last, right, on Friday. Achor. Yeah. But then the Pasuk says v'kedem, we were created the first. So which one was it? Who created the last or created the first? So the Chazal and the Shem Yishmuel explains, our physical body was the last, but our neshama was really there from the beginning. So therefore, if all we care about is the physical body, so the Medrash says, you know, we tell the person that the bug came even before, that little bug crawling over there, that was created before you. If that's all you care about is the physical, then you're less chashiv than even the bug. But if you care about the spiritual aspect of you, then you're the first, because that was created before everybody. So Pesach is the time of Dibur, which represents both, but knowing that spiritual part of us is the Iker part of us, and Pesach is that time where we can express ourselves. And that's the lesson we learn. You know, a lot of times in life, we want to express, we want to say things to people, and we don't say it. We want to tell someone how much we love them. We want to tell someone how special they are. You know, it's important to use, because there's so much inside of us that gets bottled up. And Pesach is the gulas hadibah, Pesach. Obviously, you have to know how to speak in a nice way. But that's what Pesach is about. It's about communication, it's about speech, it's about teaching to others, helping others, speaking to others. You call up your friend, you say, you weren't here today, I miss you, where were you? I missed you. Then you use your speech in a positive way. Chas v'sholom, not to use the speech in a bad way, where many people use speech in a damaging way. So that's what we have to use. Pesach, v'gavta l'bincha, our mouth speaks. It's a time for gulas hadibur, the liberation of our speech, that we could speak to people in a proper way and do so many good things through that. Torah, chesed, all these things. And it's the time, v'gavta l'bincha, it's the time of Pesach. It's all about how we speak and how we speak to people, and take that opportunity to speak. Don't say, oh, I always think about doing this, but I think about calling my friend, but I never do it. Do it. Pick up the phone, call him. You haven't spoken to him. It's already 2 years that you didn't speak to him. Call him. Say hello. Ask him how he's doing. Tell him you miss him. That's it. That's what Pesach is about. Pesach. It's time for the mouth to speak in a proper way, to bring proper dignity, and that's what the Yom Tov Pesach is about. So I wish you all a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. You should have a lot of simcha in your life, a lot of bracha, and feel connected with all your friends through dibur, through speech. And that should be simcha and bracha for everybody. Yeah?
Thank you.